Adele by Leila Slimani. Leila Slimani's Adele, originally published as Dans le Jardin de Loga, is a visceral and haunting exploration of a woman's descent into the depths of sex addiction, her profound alienation from the bourgeois world she inhabits, and the devastating consequences of a life built on lies. The novel follows Adele Robinson, a journalist living in Paris with her surgeon husband, Richard, and their young son, Lucien. Beneath her facade of respectability and professional competence lies a vertigo, a destructive desire to be down, lower than down, which she pursues through a series of increasingly reckless and anonymous sexual encounters, the internal war, addiction and relapse. The narrative opens with Adele struggling through a week of abstinence. She tries to fill the void with good behavior, running 20 miles, avoiding alcohol, and going to bed early, but she is haunted by torrid dreams and a physical restlessness that borders on agony. Her cravings are not merely for pleasure but for a specific kind of obliteration. She wants to scratch herself, to rip her body in two, desiring to be devoured, sucked, swallowed whole, or to be just an object in the midst of a horde. Eventually, the dam is breached, and Adele yields to her impulses. She leaves her apartment in the dark, descending into the Paris metro to find a man, any man who might fulfill her need for the vile and the obscene. She relapses with Adam, a former lover she met on a dating website. Their encounter is described as mechanical and too simple, lacking the obscenity or tenderness she craves, yet it provides a temporary dissolution of her anxieties, leaving her head an empty space. This cycle of hunger, followed by a brief, numbing release, defines the rhythm of her existence, the professional mask, journalism and contempt. Adele works as a journalist at a Parisian newspaper, a job she detests and only values for the freedom it grants her to disappear and invent secret rendezvous. She views her work as an idiotic charade, despising her colleagues who drown their failed ambitions in alcohol, and her boss, Cyril. A thick-headed Philistine, whom she once seduced at a Christmas party. Her professional life is marked by dereliction of duty. She misses deadlines, invents quotes from anonymous sources, and copy-pastes from other articles to finish her assignments quickly. For Adele, her beauty is her only real ambition. She once tried to be an actress but was told she lacked the ability to let go. She frequently feels a sense of shame for the coquettish voice she uses to win favors from press offices, and she is bitter that her salary is not a passport to idleness or decadence, the bourgeois illusion, Richard and Lucien. Adele's home life is a carefully constructed refuge. Her husband, Richard Robinson, is a successful gastroenterologist at the Georges Pompidou Hospital. He is portrayed as generous and good, a man who values family above all and is proud of his smart, independent wife. However, their marriage is characterized by a carnal complicity that is entirely absent. They rarely kiss or touch, and their infrequent lovemaking is a sacrifice to which Adele consents out of a strange obligation. Their son, Lucien, is a burden and a constraint for Adele. While she loves him with an intense physical love, she finds the daily tasks of motherhood, dressing him, pushing his stroller, feeding him, to be exhausting and soul-crushing. She had a child in the mad hope that motherhood would cure her of her malaise and end her perpetual flight from herself, but instead, Lucien became another anchor tying her to a reality she wishes to escape, the roots of the malaise, a childhood in shadows. The novel provides glimpses into Adele's childhood, suggesting that her current state is rooted in her upbringing in Boulogne-sur-Mer. Her mother, Simone, is a harsh and cynical figure who often left a 10-year-old Adele alone in Paris hotel rooms while she went out. Adele recalls being terrified during these times, hiding under beds while strangers knocked on the door. A formative memory involves a trip to Pigalle, where Adele first felt a mix of fear and longing while observing prostitutes and the seedy underbelly of the city. Her mother's treatment of her was often cold. Simone once read Adele's private journal aloud at the dinner table, laughing at her daughter's ridiculous secrets. This history of shame and paranoia led Adele to become a perfect imposter, someone who keeps no souvenirs, receipts, or proof of her other life, the catalyst, Xavier, and the descent into chaos. The narrative reaches a turning point when Adele meets Xavier Rankin, a brilliant and wealthy surgeon who is a friend of Richard's. Unlike her anonymous encounters, the affair with Xavier feels like a miracle. To Adele, she is thrilled by his strong sense of theater and his desire for her, which she finds uncontrollable. However, her pursuit of Xavier leads to extreme recklessness. On a night when she is supposed to be working late, she meets him in a deserted back alley. That same night, Richard has a serious scooter accident. Adele is forced to confront the fallout while she is still soaked with odors, caresses, and saliva from her lover. Richard suffers multiple fractures to his legs and is hospitalized for weeks. In the aftermath of the accident, Adele's control over her double life begins to unravel. She becomes obsessed with pregnancy and AIDS tests, terrified of the irrational consequences of her actions. She spends money she doesn't have, overdrawing her bank accounts to pay for taxis and hotel rooms. One night, she even hires thugs for a violent sexual encounter that leaves her beaten up, torn and swollen, and vomiting in agony. The exposure, the found phone, and the betrayal. The ultimate collapse of her facade occurs when Lucien finds her white phone. The flip phone she reserves for her lovers under the sofa. Richard, currently immobile and dependent on Adele for his basic care, reads the staggering number of men's names and the graphic messages they sent her. Simultaneously, Xavier's wife, Sophie, discovers the affair after finding her husband's phone. She visits Richard and informs him that Xavier is in love with Adele. The discovery is a brutal realization for Richard. He is revolted by the ease with which she had lied to him, and the realization that his wife is a slut and scum. He confronts her in a fit of rage, hitting her with his crutches and threatening to take Lucien away forever, the final orbit, exile and the cage. The novel concludes with a clean, total cut from their old life. Richard decides not to divorce Adele but to cure her through a life of habits and constraints, in a house in the countryside near Lisieux. He becomes her jailer, monitoring her every move, calling her several times a day, and even limiting her budget for gas. Adele is now a body without shadow, a woman who has given up her greatest act of defiance, her secret life, to become merely what everyone else sees. She spends her days running on country roads until her lungs burn, trying to wear herself out and suppress the urges that still haunt her. Richard, meanwhile, is consumed by a violent, selfish desire for the wife who betrayed him, finding her more beautiful in her astonished and humble state than ever before. The book ends on a bleakly optimistic note for Richard, who believes that love is only patience, and that he will eventually undress her and hear no other echoes but the blood that pulses there. For Adele, the future is one of surrender, where she will age, lose her beauty, and eventually make love like a poor old woman who has finally thrown down her anchor. This summary is for educational purposes only. This audio is exclusively created for AfriSummary.com. Thank you.